www.ai.com.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. This week, this seemed to zoom right by. Might be due to the fact that we started with a bang, right? The famous Veterans Day kickoff to our filibuster for freedom, and we're still basking in that glow a little bit. So I guess when you have the wind at your back like that, you zoom right along into the week. So things went pretty quickly, and continue to have new folks joining all the time in our Freedom Club. We're looking forward to being out at the next. We have actually two of Freedom Club events on the calendar, and we're working on setting the November meeting. May try and get that done for Fargo yet, but we've got two events in December, Grand Forks and Tioga, for the Freedom Club. What's the Grand Forks date again, Mark?
Well, I thought it was the 9th.
9th, December 9th, yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Do they have a place yet?
I don't know about that. But we know it's circled on the calendar, and they're working on that, right?
Yes.
We have plenty of time to tell folks where that's at.
Well, it'll probably be all over the place.
Exactly. And then December 3rd, Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, is the Farm Festival Building Tioga will be the Freedom Club meeting.
I'm very thankful about that. You know, there's some real interest in that. People from all over, Williston, Minot, everywhere, this is a great opportunity to come together, stand together for freedom in Tioga, and establish, literally start a club.
You said very well that part of the Freedom Filibuster was about planting seeds, and obviously we've added new members, and folks have been generous with their donations to help us support the faith-based freedom family, free enterprise programming we do outside of our day-to-day. In other words, the talk shows are one thing, right? This show, Rush Limbaugh, other programs like it, your show, Common Sense Club, consider it the outside of the donut, right? That's the larger part of the day. And then in the middle is where we put the faith-based programming, the family-based programming, and the donations that have come to the Freedom Club support that. You know, the time we take for veterans. For instance, next week we're going to be at Shields on Tuesday for All Pro Dads for the North Dakota Family Alliance. So those are the kind of things that we do to support the family, right? And get behind groups like that. So we're looking forward to that.
Did Tony Dungy kind of start that group, or he's a big push in it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the origins of it. If he started it, or if he's instrumental in it now, but he's great, isn't he? Oh. We're also going to talk to Rick Santorum next week. Kind of.
Oh, great!
Looking forward to that too. And
let's get him up here.
He needs to come back, and he knows that. You know, I mean, I think he wants to come back and say thank you, basically, because North Dakota was a very very integral part of his campaign last time. Gave him a lot of wind at the back that day that he picked up North Dakota, Minnesota.
Did I tell you the funny thing that happened to me about him? I went to hear him speak at Dort College in northern Iowa. 2 hours of just masterpiece handling questions beautifully. I was totally all in for Michelle Bachmann at the time. The next morning, after hearing his eloquence and seeing his gentle and beautiful, thoughtful, his whole team was great. His daughter, his whole team was just an amazing group of people. The next morning, involuntarily, I found myself praying for him. And I just said, praise God, you know.
And you know what? Who knows? But if he actually would have been declared the winner in Iowa when Iowa actually happened, rather than when they finally figured it out, whatever it was it a week later?
Yeah, it just went on and on.
You know, that would have been a game changer for him.
Could have been.
He could have even been the nominee. But who knows? Anyway. Again, thanks to those that continue to join the Freedom Club. And again, it's flagfamily.com. Join the Freedom Club, or you can call 855-200-1776, extension 3. We appreciate you. Also appreciate the folks that have reached out to me personally and have scheduled meetings to get together. A lot of seeds planted where people have different ideas on ways we can continue to take this model, expand it here regionally, but also use it nationally. But, I should read some of the letters we've gotten. I'll remember to do that next week, because your letters are just heartwarming that have come in. They're really wonderful. And the faith element is, I think, what touches most folks. They really, really appreciate the faith and family part of what we're doing, in addition to the education on the Constitution. So it's fun. Speaking of which, we're going to tackle the story in South Dakota and head on today. these veterans in South Dakota really deserve our praise because they're pushing the envelope in South Dakota, right?
Absolutely.
And they went in and said, look, okay, great, we do the pledge in elementary school, but it should be done at every level of school. School board said, okay, on the middle school, but voted against the high school. And the vets are ticked. And the question is, should they be ticked? I think they should. For the limited amount of time it takes to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and couple that with, sadly, the vast majority of kids coming out of public schools with a pathetic understanding, really, of history and the country.
Horrible on purpose.
And the founding of this country. Our kids happen to go to Catholic schools and have just a marvelous,
a republic stands against socialism, which is the religion and the nationality. It's the politics of the left.
Now, I want to say, I know there are occasions where you have a story about a teacher that's great, and as I say, our kids have been blessed to have just this magnificent teacher. And he ingrains the Constitution in them, right? I mean, Alex could, our oldest could whip me in any kind of a constitutional quiz, I think. So they're out there. And in that case, obviously, it's the John Paul II school, so it's Catholic schools. But, I don't doubt that there are good public school teachers who really take this passionately, but I think, unfortunately, it doesn't get the time. I mean, I don't know how else you can look at statistics and just have it prove out that, in general, the public school system really is falling behind on this. So, at a bare minimum, put a little 20-second jog in the beginning of every single day to plant that seed and get them doing that. I mean, I think that's, you know what I mean? I think that's at every level makes sense.
If you don't have it, it makes it less important.
There you go. So that's our normal or nuts question today. Should the pledge be said at every level of public school? Yes or no? Are these vets in South Dakota right? Tell us what you think at 855-200-1776. You can chat with Mark or I if you press 2, or if you'd like to just leave a message and leave your vote on whether that's normal or not, you can press 1 and leave a message. Another normal or not topic we're going to tackle is third party, voting third party. Do you think voting third party is normal or not, Mark?
Absolutely insane. Every third party vote takes away from a Republican and gives it to the socialists.
Is that because the Democrats just are more disciplined, so they don't have third party?
They don't care.
Third party.
They'll get behind any candidate. They don't have all they.
What about Ralph Nader?
Ralph Nader, he's the one exception. He did take away some votes from the liberals, but
what did he end up getting? It was pretty small, wasn't it?
Yeah, very small. But Perot just crushed Bush. 9 out of every one of his votes came from the Republicans.
Here's what I appreciate about third parties. I appreciate the fact that third parties keep conservative, in other words, libertarians, okay, let's take conservative third party candidates. They keep Republican elected leaders honest. So, you know, there's a role I think is very, very helpful.
Right, and they focus their groups, people like the Constitution Party. But what I encourage them to do is hold their nose. First of all, also be a part of the Republican Party and fight all the way to a nomination of candidates, and then do their best to get them elected.
So anyway, we're going to tackle that debate too. And specifically, the question is voting third party. Okay, not whether or not third parties themselves are normal or nuts, but whether voting, whether you ultimately go there when they get on the ballot. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And obviously, we got to spend a little time on the Obamacare news from yesterday. I watched the whole press conference. My gosh, it's excruciatingly long. A few mea culpas in there, Mark, where he was, basically saying we fumbled the ball, we messed up, it's on us, you know, da 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 da. But this seems to me to be too cute by half. This is saying, hey, okay, we screwed up, now you fix it, states, and give them a relatively short period of time, saying, you know, it's back on them, it's back on the insurance companies, it's back on state insurance commissioners.
Absurd.
It's not binding. I mean, it just seemed like
it's a cop out. These people have already been canceled. Those insurance policies are gone. Why? Because of the standards are higher. The law requires that everybody has birth control pills, you know, even if you're 68, 90 years old, you know, so they don't qualify under the criterion of Obamacare. But to blame the insurance companies to fix something that they can't fix. These people are gone. They're out of it. They can't This is really, I think Oregon, one of the states, said, we're not even playing. And more people are going to say things like that. This doesn't make, certainly the insurance companies can't fix the blunder of Obama. How can they do that?
And the amount of time they want them to fix this mess in is another extraordinary thing. It's just a bigger headache. Nancy Pelosi and others are saying the Upton legislation we were talking about yesterday, the fix, so to speak, in the House, actually will end Obamacare. So maybe we should be rooting for it.
Well, anything Nancy says gives me the willies. She's from some other planet.
Right, but she's just screaming about how horrible this Republican legislation is on the fix, saying it will end Obamacare. Shouldn't that...
I haven't mined in deep enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I her vociferous pushback on it gives me a little bit of comfort. Other big headline internationally, China announcing it will slightly relax its decades-long one-child policy, believe it or not. We're going to talk about that, too. Mark and I will return to some of those topics at the bottom of the hour. Steve Bakken and I will get you a normal nut survey.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Phone calls on the Obamacare question. And the question was, do you want Republicans to put forward a fix? Do you want to leave it alone? Or do you want some other, continue to push for repeal or some other, third way of getting this? Overwhelmingly, folks said, leave it alone. Leave it alone and let them suffer the consequences politically of this. All right. Now, the president, obviously, yesterday, very concerned that momentum was gaining for legislation in Congress that included Democratic support. So he rushed out a administrative fix, as we announced in the program. It came after the show yesterday, but there was a CNN news report that that's what the fix was going to be. And so the idea was to sort of circumvent Congress. Now, this tells me that he is very worried about what the House legislation would do to Obamacare. Nancy Pelosi later said, as I told Mark earlier, that the Upton legislation that is being voted on in the House today would destroy Obamacare. So now that we know the reason Obama came out and proposed very quickly an administrative fix, which is bogus, by the way, absolutely bogus, and the leadership, the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate are trying to quiet the riot among their ranks of joining the Republican thing, should we think differently about this fix it rather than leave it? Because yesterday, leave it won big time. But I'm starting to sway back to if they're that worried about the proposed fix and if it, in fact, will undo this thing. And I have to tell you, that was my first reaction when I heard Bill Clinton say, hey, you better keep your promise, President Obama. I thought, well, that's it. If he keeps his promises, you know, the whole premise of Obamacare falls apart, which all the experts have said since. So I'm being swayed by the news. Steve, are you?
I have been a long-time proponent of you need to overhaul the insurance industry some way, shape, or form. Now, what this administration is trying to do is mandate private business to do things. Way down that road. I don't know how many insurance companies, legally, can you say, well, you have to give a policy, this policy back. You know, the insurance industry was awfully quiet when all this took place. And now you're going to have the federal government weighing in saying, well, this is what you have to charge, and this is what you have to offer. Well, those policies went away. You know, at what point is the federal government doing that to any business?
Rob Port of the Same Thing blog yesterday got a hold of a letter that was sent out by the head of marketing for Blue Cross Blue Shield. His name's James Nickel. He's consumer sales manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And when I read this, exactly to your point, Steve, to see a government do this to private industry, you really have to wonder if this is, again, it's either total incompetence or it's by perfect design. I don't know which it is. I go back and forth on that one as well. But here's what he said in his note. He said, the statement the president made to the press today has put a few things on hold, and he linked an article. As of right now, I would advise we do nothing in terms of advice or enrolling either a qualified health insurance plan or a non-grandfathered plan. That would include Affordable Blue Plus. Frankly, we don't know what the full implications of what the president has said. We are certain the North Dakota Department of Insurance will also have something to add to the conversation. So simply put, I don't know what to advise anyone seeking health insurance as of this minute. Think about that. Here's a company, the 800-pound gorilla in health insurance in North Dakota that, in other words, they know the game. They know the game pretty well. They don't even know what to advise their clients about.
Scott, what's the number one detriment to business? Period. Bar none. Number one detriment to business is not knowing whether it's the energy sector working with the EPA, whether it's an insurance company not knowing how to advise their clients. That's the number one destabilizing factor when it comes to business, not knowing the playing field.
Well, I'd take it a step further. It's the whole economy.
What happens if this government does the same thing to agriculture? Okay, you're a farmer. You're only allowed to make so much money. What, the rest of it goes to the collective? What the hell is going on?
It is a mess, an absolute mess. I think this is getting worse, not better, for the administration. I think their hope is, okay, yeah, we offloaded this to the companies, into the states. I don't think that's going to work, and I think it probably will fuel more Democratic support for the Republican fix. And if they're that worried about the Republican fix actually undoing Obamacare, maybe we ought to get on board with that. I don't know. This is going to be interesting to see how many Democrats join the Republicans today on this vote. That is happening today. Normal or nuts survey questions. We're going to start with the pledge. I think the pledge ought to be K through 12 at a minimum. Am I normal or am I nuts?
You're a little nuts. At the point that it becomes the high school kids, they should know by that point. Either they're allowed to drive, they make decisions. You know, they should be allowed to decide what they want to do. And
you don't have 20 seconds to do a little reset on the greatest country on the face of the earth. 20 seconds.
Well, but at that point, like, I consider a high school kid not quite an adult, but at least an adult enough to make decisions. And, you know, that's a decision they should make. Now, that being said, the caveat to that is, well, shouldn't you want to at that point? And if you don't want to at that point, okay, where are your sensibilities lying? But, you know, I would think the kids would want to, but I would not want to force them to at that point.
All right, I think this ought to be basic, simple, common sense curriculum in every school. The pledge has said K through 12. Steve says, okay, up till middle school, but if they haven't got it by high school, they're not going to get it. Who's right? You tell us. 855-200-1776. Press 1 and let us know. Stores opening on Thanksgiving Day. Totally nuts. Totally nuts. Agree or disagree?
Wow, how do you not agree with that? That is insane. And I applaud those businesses now that are standing up and being very public about, no, we're going to be closed, and families should be with families. No,
that's
I
the
don't
great
even like
thing.
Them opening at midnight on Black Friday. That's, oh, sorry. What's the correct term now? I forgot. Black Friday's out because that's not politically correct, right?
Yeah, I forgot, too. Yeah, I don't remember because I'm not PC enough. We're also going to tackle whether or not voting third party is normal or nuts. I think it is nuts. So far, you know, latest example of Virginia, elected a Democratic governor. What do you think? Voting third party, normal or nuts?
Legitimate third party, I think it's completely normal. In fact, I'd like to see some viable third party. The problem is, where are those third party candidates coming from? Well, it's all coming from one party for the most part.
All right, folks, we're going to have a busy Normal or Nuts Friday, plus we have a third-party candidate, Jack Seaman, candidate for the Libertarian House nomination in North Dakota, will join us. We're going to chat with Kurt Zellers about the latest on Governor Dayton in Minnesota on the sex offender release, too, coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Before the top of the hour, 27 in clear skies in Fargo, 27 clear in Jamestown at this hour. Grand Forks, 27, Devil's Lake, 30, Wahpeton, 27 degrees, Valley City, 23, as we look to some of our favorite spots in western Minnesota, Detroit Lakes at 28, Alexandria at 27. I'll be in Thief River tomorrow, 1 o'clock at the Little Ralph for a little tea party fun. Looking forward to that. It's 27 up at and clear up in Thief River at this hour, Fergus Falls. 27 degrees. Watertown, 26, and Aberdeen, a little chilly at 17 degrees. Out in the patch, it is, as we speak, 25 degrees in Tioga, clear skies, 22 in Williston, 31 Minot, Stanley, 25 at this hour as well. I bet they do the Pledge of Allegiance in every one of those schools all throughout the patch, K through 12. I'll bet you anything. We're going to do a little pledge survey today on the program. Looking forward to that.
We're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance at the Freedom Club meeting in Tioga.
Except we do it at every Freedom
every
Club.
Every Freedom Club.
Of course. It's like in our DNA.
And we have an invocation.
Exactly right. Faith, family, freedom. We live it, we breathe it. Kurt Zellers is here, one of our favorite members of the Minnesota legislature, a Republican candidate for governor in Minnesota to save us from the insanity of Governor Mark Dayton, who's at it again. Kurt was on with us last week warning us about the planned release of a serial rapist who'd been convicted on three occasions of sexually assaulting teenage girls. And Governor Dayton had allowed this effort and process to continue of his potential release and has since, but still isn't doing anything about this Thomas Duval. Here's the Star Trib headline from earlier in the week. Dayton halts sex offender releases, lashes out at political circus. So the man responsible for this political circus and someone whose heart was in the right place trying to save us from sex offenders being released, Kurt Zellers. Hello, Kurt. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I mean, I'm a little confused by Dayton's response here because on one hand he's sort of trying to dismiss this. Here's his quote. The political partisanship made it clear this was going to be an issue seized upon and abused. We just can't proceed in that kind of environment.
Well, and that's really an affront. I mean, that is just absolutely, it's embarrassingly disrespectful to the victims. You know, we wouldn't be in this process. So for him to accuse me of making it political or making it a circus, we wouldn't be in this process if he didn't want to let the guy go. So for him to now, it's like President Obama blaming Republicans for the failure of the rollout of Obamacare. Well, the Republicans didn't have this horrible idea in the first place. It was your idea. And so where he, you know, did agree or finally come to his senses with me on releasing some of these violent offenders into a halfway house, he reversed policy on that. But the headline, you're right, Scott, is misleading because he doubled down on the Duvall case and said he still supports the release of Thomas Duvall.
Yeah, that's the real worry here, right? Because essentially the ones that were quote-unquote in the system now being considered for release, he can't do anything with it. He's leaving those alone. He's just saying going forward, let's not do this anymore. So that doesn't really take care of the main concern about the individual you've made us aware of here.
Right. And, you know, and again, to the victims, you know, thank you for the courage. Somebody, you know, I passed the Drew Shedin law here in Minnesota in 2005, which will lock up these violent offenders if they commit these crimes now. But for somebody who's worked in this area of legislation, for a victim to get the courage and to go through, relive their unfortunate situation where they're raped and abused. And, you know, these two teenage girls, he held a knife to their neck and said, I will kill you if you don't do what I tell you. So for those victims to get the courage, and because they felt so strongly that he shouldn't get out, to write an affidavit to this panel to say, please, whatever you do, here's what this monster did to me. You can't let him out. And for the governor to now call that a political circus, I mean, that is embarrassing. And it is incredibly disrespectful to those victims. And he can call me all the names he wants. I don't care. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Take political shots at me all day if he wants. But to disrespect the victims like that is absolutely an embarrassment to the state of Minnesota. And it's disrespectful to those victims who, again, all they want is their abuser to stay in prison, which a year ago, two separate doctors said, one said he was a sexual sadist. Another said that he has yet to realize his true hatred for his victims, and that his next level is going to be a homicide.
Oh, my gosh. And I'd love to know who makes up this internal panel at DHS, because they're the people that recommended a provisional discharge for this guy, saying he met whatever criteria they insanely have in place. And then the DHS commissioner didn't oppose the recommendation. She did, I guess, ask for an independent examination, but admitted in court. Here's Star Tribune on this. Duvall admitted to a court expert that he has had up to 100 hands-on victims and up to double that number in total victims. And, of course, in 1987, tied up one of his victims with an electrical cord, raped her repeatedly while hitting her with a hammer. As recently as 2012, considered a high risk to sexually offend again.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, that's a year ago. Ugh.
As a dad, as a father, you know, a husband, you know, a son, you know, they say, well, but the courts are going to set federal courts. Well, go ahead and come. As governor, I would fight them every day, every case, to keep these guys locked up. It's not about what is constitutionally uncomfortable for us or, well, this is what the law says. You know what the alternative is? Another one of our daughters, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, beat, raped at knife point, and left for dead. That's their words. She said, I was left for dead. I mean, who among us wants to be the person who, and you know, these commissioner, whoever's on this panel, think about that. Is it your daughter that you want to go to and say, honey, I'm sorry, but I had to let this guy out because we thought that the federal courts were going to come in and take over our program? I say, hell no, you fight until the last breath. And if they want to take us to the Minnesota Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court, we continue to fight to keep them locked up and do not let them have another victim. And for the ones we've caught him at, Scott, you know, half a dozen maybe. He said he has over 100 of them because he began raping women when he was 15. It's just unbelievable, and it's not something. As governor, I wouldn't be the one taking lead from my commissioner. I would be instructing the commissioner. You go in there and you demand that he be reviewed, and that you do everything that you can to keep him locked up. Don't go in there and don't you tell me as governor how I should be feeling about this case. I'll tell you how we're going to handle the case to keep our citizens safe.
He has responded on that front, saying, "Leave it to the professionals." What do you say to that argument?
Well, so again, the professionals a year ago said he was a sexual sadist, and he was one next victim away from a Drew Shedin case. He was going to rape, murder, and dump the body. Well, so in a year,
I guess that when he says leave it to the professionals, he's saying selectively the ones that agree with his commissioner rather than
right. I mean,
all of the
so this year's professionals are the ones that he likes. Last year's professionals he doesn't. And you know, the thing that really, really is frustrating, Scott, is in a debate when he was running against Tom Emmer, he said that he would absolutely not do this. And it's not my conjecture or me taking words out of context. There's a videotape of it. There's a transcript of it. You can tell because he was bragging about his endorsement from the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association. So this is a complete reversal. It's like, well, if you like your plan, you can keep it. Well, I'm going to keep these guys locked up to keep our citizens safe. Now he's elected. Now he doesn't have to face the voters. Well, I guess we may have to let some of these guys out because the federal courts may come in and tell us what to do. Now, I'll be happy to defend Minnesota citizens' rights to keep these people behind bars and keep our citizens safe. And if it means, and again, not a partisan issue, the Attorney General, Lori Swanson, who is from the complete end of, opposite end of the political spectrum that I am, she's a Democrat. She agrees with me. She agrees that we should keep them locked up, or I agree with her, depending on how you want to look at it, that we should keep this man behind bars.
Wow. Well, good job at bringing this to the front. Is there anything that can be done specifically still on Duvall?
Well, yeah, so he's going to go before this panel. This will take place now next year. But, I mean, if I were a citizen of Minnesota, because once if they're released, you know, sometimes they're released and are then, you know, followed and tracked and they have to, you know, have a GPS on them. But if I were a citizen of Minnesota, I would sure write the governor and tell him not to let these guys out. Is one of our daughters, one of our wives, our grandmothers will be his next victim. And I just don't think that the alternative is worth the risk, which is another victim. So call, write the governor, let him know that this is unacceptable to us as citizens. And his first job as governor is to protect us. This is failing in that duty.
Elections have consequences. We're seeing it front and center again. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate the update on it.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it, my friend.
Glad you're fighting on it. Kurt Zeller's representative from Maple Grove with North Dakota roots, by the way. UND grad, Devil's Lake native, so running for governor in Minnesota. Mark, are we doing sports or what are we going
to do? I'd like to talk about Corey Brewer's homecoming to Denver. Now, think about this. Last year, the Nuggets were virtually unbeatable in Denver. Carl was coach of the year. They only lost 3 games and won 38 in Denver. And just came apart. They fired Carl. And Carl, who Corey Brewer said just loved him like a son, has completely changed him, turned him into a fire eater. So they're going back there tonight. And actually, they've got a really good chance of beating him.
What is a fire eater?
Intense, committed. He explodes like out of a cannon on the fast break.
I kind of had a visual there of a little heartburn.
Yeah, well, maybe. You know, yeah. I think he has spicy food of an occasion.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I learned something today.
But it was magnificent the way he's been playing. He got 5 threes in a row the other night, and he just is all intense. But interesting dynamic. He said that Carl made him feel like he loved him. These young people, they're just boys. And here's this patriarch, this Carl, wonderful coach. And then gets fired. So now, all of a sudden, Buttinger goes down, and we get this great Corey Brewer that's, just, like I say, he's a fire eater. He explodes. He's intense. He's tenacious. That's fun. And then the Wild are going at it again. They've won 2 shootouts in a row, looking great. They're playing the Panthers tonight. Minnesota's got 2 really great teams, the Wild and the Wolves, and they're playing tonight.
I'm starting to sway back towards the Jonathan Martin side of this you know, Incognito Martin. What part of the pendulum are you on now? The interview Incognito did was pretty good to make him look like, you know, he's not the monster he was made out to be. But
he said all those things. I don't care. He was in his little performance in that video store. Incognito should remain incognito as well. He seems like a scourge on humanity.
This Martin's being treated for PTSD. You can't fake that. You know, I mean, that's...
Yeah, it was relentless.
Yeah.
It was absolutely crazy and relentless and talking about killing them. And this is way beyond the pale.
Yeah. It's been unbelievable trying to follow that one. Anyway, Mark and I back.
The N-word. He said the N-word. The worst word in the human language, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights Parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room. $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, I'm very proud of myself right now. I used a phrase during the break that Mark has not heard of before. So you taught me fire eater earlier, right? I guess I had to get my mind around what it was to be a fire eater. So I used a term. We were talking about how horrible the Vikings are this year, and I said, you know, they're circling the drain. And you looked at me like circling the drain.
You know,
I think
a little guy in a little boat circling around as in being flushed, you know?
Right, yeah, well, that's, you know. That's, yeah. You've got the right analogy. And you'd never heard that before.
No. Okay. That's a good one.
All right, I got another one for you. Just got an email from a listener with a comment on two of the topics we've been tackling today. Marvin, thank you, Marvin. Marvin says, concerning Obamacare, I think the Republicans need to stay out of the fray. If Republicans try to help the Democrats rescue Obamacare, the Democrats will turn the tables and blame the whole fiasco on them. If they step in, it will be like stepping on a horse apple.
A horse apple.
What's a horse apple?
It's a road muffin.
What?
A dropping.
A road muffin.
It's a horse chip.
Well, that's like a cow
a
pie.
Horse chip.
Cow
yes, pie. Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
They call it a horse apple. Huh?
A horse apple. See what you did?
Yeah.
Is this a day for new things?
I think it is. Yeah. Is that right? So that's a horse apple.
Oh, indeed.
Okay. All right. Marvin goes on to say, concerning the pledge in schools, I believe the pledge should be said by everyone, every day, in all grades of school. It's never too early or too late for patriotism. God bless you, Marvin.
Marvin's a genius.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. I want to do a school survey on the pledge. Where is it said? I bet they say it in Ray, North Dakota. I'll bet you anything in Ray, North Dakota.
Especially after that shotgun guy showed up in church.
K through 12. I just like the school in Ray. They're a nice progressive school here that, you know. Ray, to me, personifies what's happened in the Bakken boom. It personifies it. I mean, it's tiny compared to Tioga, right? And Tioga's tiny. And there's no such thing as a tiny town in the Bakken.
They're all growing. There aren't any tiny country towns out there anymore.
But here is a community, this little Ray, North Dakota, and what are they doing? Building a new school. Building a new school doesn't happen in communities the size of 592 people as they were in the 2010 census.
They're even bigger than Happy Texas.
Don't build new schools in towns of 500 people.
No.
They do when you have the blessings of number one, oil and rock. Number two, the ingenuity to get it out of rock.
You know, when we went out there to that unbelievable barbecue feed that all of these oil companies put on, I don't know if I've ever had a better barbecue night. That was incredible.
I've been to many of those. One at Farm Festival Building in Tioga, and I think you're talking about the one that was actually in Ray.
In Ray.
Right at NCC. Yep.
I couldn't believe it. Every possible kind of barbecue you could imagine. I particularly like that barbecue rattlesnake.
Bakken Rocks Cookfest is what that was called. Two normal or nuts. Well, we have a lot of normal or nuts questions, but one we're going to start with is this pledge question. South Dakota veterans storming the school board for a mandatory pledge of allegiance. What a way to spend Veterans Day. You and I were filibustering for freedom, and they were storming the school board to say, come on, this is common sense. School board said yay on middle school, but nay on high school.
Didn't have enough time. Remember, you timed me yesterday.
You didn't, like, it was way too fast to soak in the beauty of the pledge, but you demonstrated a point. You demonstrated a point. It could be done. So, I mean, like, 20 seconds is twice the time you need to do it and do it well.
I think we should say it and do it slow.
Okay, we have a flag right here.
Okay, I'm going to stand up. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There's three words in there that socialists hate.
Under God,
republic, and in unity.
Yeah.
Because they believe in class hatred.
That was good and slow, and we did it in 16 seconds.
Yeah.
16 seconds.
We almost went backwards.
Yeah. So, I think our point has been proven. Exactly right.
We even put our hand over our heart, didn't we?
We did indeed. That's just second nature, too. Didn't get time to get into this like I wanted to, but what did you make of this breaking news out of China that they're, you know, going a little ways down the road to relaxing their one-child policy?
So they're only going to kill 29 million girls this year. It's just sad.
Yeah, good point. Good point. I guess we need to be...
They kill no boys, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's all girls are killing.
Ugh. This sickens you. All right. Thank you, Mark. I'm going to do the forecast here. How about that? Should I get the weather in here? Isn't this nice?
It was a beautiful morning. I love that fog and way it made the sun look.
Now, the hazardous part of the weather today is fog. And most of that will persist till mid-morning, especially in the Missouri and James River valleys. By the way, a strong cold front moving across the northern plains Saturday night into Sunday. Some light accumulations of snow. Very cold Arctic air surging south across western and central North Dakota Sunday, remaining over the region through Monday. Temps in the teens and 20s expected. Wind chill temps around zero Sunday night. So the party's almost over is what I'm getting at. weather-wise, okay?
Been nice.
It has been nice. We've been really, really nice. I don't know what I did with the forecast here.
How warm is it supposed to be this afternoon?
It's 40s. I think 49 in the east. What the heck is my forecast? Running out of time.
We all are. We're going down the drain. We've been flushed.
In the east, a slight chance of rain after 3 today, high near 49. Looks like tomorrow, cloudy, 48. Sunday will be about 35. In the patch today, 47. Tomorrow, it'll be about 40 degrees. There you go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.